Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Matheson back on the show. Rick is Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson. He's the author of a couple of books, including Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand, 10 Rules for Digital Marketing Success. And he's our good friend Rick Matheson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Good to be here.
Long time, more than 6-year member of our Brain Trust. So, Rick, thanks for all the great years. You know, with all the new stuff going on, all the new social media marketing and all the strategies that we're all trying to develop to reach folks, somehow the workhorses, the fundamentals, keep coming back. It's interesting that email has become a fundamental, isn't it? It's almost old school fundamental, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. It has been around for decades now, and I think it kind of got short shrift. Social media is seen as the hot new, you know, sexy thing.
But well, the kids don't like to use email.
It's funny, they don't. I had to point out to my daughter that there was such a thing as email on her mobile phone because they text each other constantly.
Right.
I don't know if that's completely life stage or not, or if we're going to be seeing a whole new, you know, round of developments in text message marketing. But right now, a lot of marketers are starting to turn their attention back to that, you know, the original form of digital marketing, which, of course, is email. And there are two reasons for that, Jim, and I'm curious if you can guess what those two are.
I'm not sure. Give me a hint.
So, well, part of it is that mobile phone in my daughter's hand. So according to Entrepreneur Magazine, over 66% of all emails are opened first on a mobile device.
Yeah,
and
I believe that.
Over 60% of mobile users check their email. I do this myself, sad to say. They check their email within 15 minutes of getting up in the morning and 15 minutes before going to bed.
That's right.
So that is the entry.
That's my
mobile
that's
device.
My, that fits me perfectly.
Exactly. Me too. And apparently this is leading to a huge influx in response rates for email. In mm-hmm. fact, according to a Campaign Monitor, right now for every dollar you spend on email marketing generates about $3.80 in ROI at a minimum. Can go up from there. So people are starting to look at it, and in fact, email is 40 times more effective at acquiring customers than Facebook or Twitter.
Well, and the thing is, when I look at my own experience, I mean, I'm a pretty tough nut to crack when it comes to getting through to me, getting money out of me. But once you have some things that I use, once you have things that I'm interested in, either today or this year or in my life, once I've determined that you're justified and have earned the right, so to speak, to invade my email privacy, then you can send me offers and I'll check it out. I'll look at it.
Yes. Well, that, you know, is,
and I'm going to say that in my whole entire, you know, life, all the things that are part of my life, my essentials and my nice to haves, I've probably got 20 companies that I've let do that.
Sure. I think people have easily under that in general for the companies that, hey, if I get an email from that company, that brand, I'm going to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But you hit on a key thing is another sort of difference here in today's email marketing than in the past is it used to be, hey, let's put together an email or let's buy a list or whatever. But now marketers are very sophisticated in using automation tools, even small businesses, to have a very good contextual reason to reach out to Jim Blasingame because he just bought you know, this mountain bike or whatnot, or or was on this page on our website.
You're talking about big data, big data that's now available to small businesses, right?
Exactly. I mean, through very inexpensive marketing platforms, you look at the Marketos or the HubSpots and things like that, they're all starting to have these automation features that the smallest of business can use quite effectively, and it's driving not just the, you know, efficacy of email for the marketer, but the desirability to hear from that brand, from, you know, the customer himself or herself.
Well, there's two ways to approach email marketing. One is, the as you say, the list and the blast. And the other is a highly targeted cultivation method, right?
Yes.
Can we talk about those when we come back?
Sure.
I need your website, please.
Yes, imatheson.com.
Imatheson. Go ahead, spell it again.
Yeah, imatheson.com.
All right, so check it out quick. Break 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.